Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Norman Nine. Here in Cat Harbor, Virginia. I don't want to play music. Man's about to die. It's as premeditated can get. I don't even know what to say about it. What do you think about the Commonwealth killing a man? 347-945-6713. That's the call-in number. I'm very sad. I don't know exactly what's going on at the Virginia Death Chamber right now, but I'm sure they've got John Muhammad strapped down to the gurney, inserting IVs into his veins, relax him before they put the lethal one in. And he's supposed to just go off to sleep. I'm sure he'll fight it. How can you expect a man to just die? What do you think about it? What do you think about it? Would you like to be there? I was in D.C. when the horror came. My daughter was at the school where he shot the kid. But for the quirk of fate, it could have been my daughter. Thank God that boy lived. He may be dead by now. It's 9:02. I don't know how long it takes. But do you think the people who are there in that death chamber watching that man die? Closure. What is closure? Are we waiting for the graves of all Muhammad's victims to open up and then to walk forth? Come on, somebody call me, 347-945-6713. Somebody tell me about the bloodlust. I've got 5 lines open. Maybe you're the one who, what is it, sodium chloride? Is that why? I don't know. What are the things they use to kill the guy? Yeah, I say an internet talk show focusing on American politics and popular culture. A look at the American scene by a lifelong left-hander. What is killing John Muhammad going to do? Somebody call me and tell me. Somebody Skype me and tell me. Somebody get in the chat room and tell me. Somebody give me an answer. I don't have any answers. Should we kill him? I don't know if he's dead yet, but once he takes his last breath, we'll never be able to find out from him why he did what he did. Why any of us might be driven to do what he did. I don't see all the pro-lifers out there now. Let's just have the state tie the man to a gurney and abort his wife. This isn't a fetus. It's a full-grown human being. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Well, I guess we all think we're God because all we do is wreak vengeance. There aren't many countries in the world left with the death penalty. We have one. Supreme Court didn't want to hear the case. Governor Kane. I am hoping he's probably home watching TV. He should be there. He should be opening the switch. They want to sign the death warrant, Governor, and do the deed. Yeah, tonight's show is all about death. The death of John Muhammad. The death of those people at Fort Hood, both civilians and soldiers. Death of those people at Columbine. The death of all the people in Iraq. The death of all the people in Afghanistan. The deaths of all the people in the mountains of Pakistan. The deaths of all the people in all the civil wars. Come on, somebody call me. 347-945-6713. Come on, tell me how I should be happy because we just killed John Muhammad. Why should I be happy? I'm not happy. I remember being harassed in my white van while he was on his spree. I remember having to hide on the roof of a building to pretend we were practicing soccer, trying to stay normal. That building now is big, fancy, grass-covered roof, you know, all part of the big new building at school in Northwest D.C. What would possess somebody to just shoot people? We'll never be able to ask John Muhammad. No, we won't. John Muhammad is probably dead. If he's not dead, he's definitely dying. Maybe it should be public so we can all see it. Now, they got to have witnesses for the state to do their dastardly deed. I just don't understand death. 347-945-6713. I know I got people out there listening to me. I got people in the Skype room. Yeah, I got people in the Skype room. Oh, what did I do wrong? I don't know. I'm just losing my... I'm losing my way around here. I got the... Oh, I don't know. Come on, I got 5 lines open. Somebody give me a call. Somebody talk to me about John Muhammad. He's dead now, I'm sure. 10 minutes since the scheduled time of execution. God, I hope he's dead. Not because I want him dead, but because I want his suffering to stop. Yes, what he did was dastardly. There's no question about that. I want to know why we do those kinds of things to each other. And killing the people who do it is not a way to find out the answer. You got to ask people things. You got to talk to people about things. I just had some Skypers come in. Oh, gosh. Fry him. Why do you want to fry Muhammad? Let's find out why people do those kinds of things. I guess. I know. I'm just a flaming liberal. It was my daughter who was in the school where he shot people. Could have been her. Could be her the next time. Why do people do it? And I don't think it's fair to fry or to kill him and not kill the other guy. Maybe it's not even a question. I guess one man's still alive, there's some hope. I got a Skype coming in. This should really set me off. Oh, my God. It's not about Islam. I just got a Skype. It's Islam, the bandit religion. All religions. Maybe that's the problem with it all. All these God-blessed religions and their hierarchies and their priests and their imams and anything else that they have. Come on, all you guys, big, kill them all. Clean out the jails. Yeah, that's a real enlightened attitude. Why don't we just start killing each other completely? Come on, all you guys. Who's out there? Let me see what's going on in the chat room. Oh, I got a new guy in the chat room. One of the guests left, but I got the cult, and I got another buddy of mine who's also Skyping me. I don't know what's easier. But I know I want to know answers. I'm never going to get answers this way. Tomorrow, let's just change the subject. John Muhammad's dead. I guess that's just one less human being sucking air. John Muhammad's dead. Let's see if it's on the cover of any newspapers yet. Maybe there was a stay of execution I don't even know about. I don't know. Well, on danger of sounding like a hypocrite or whatever, I'm going to say Hail Mary for John Muhammad. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed art the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And may we have the self-reflection to find... It makes no sense to me. Nothing makes much sense. I don't know what happened. Apparently, I cut myself off somehow. Anyway, I want to talk. Show is on, but not streaming. Why is that? Why is the show not streaming? This is a bite in the butt. I'm in. At least I think I'm in. Can anybody hear me out there? Give me a Skype or... Oh, this whole computer's going wacky again. The guest with no name, welcome. Can you hear me? Give me some indication, people, that you can hear me. My switchboard's telling me that I'm show is on but not streaming. Now, that's not good. Can anybody hear me? Oh, a Fry Daddy party to me. Well done there. Oh, all right. So I am coming over the air. I don't know. There must be something in the... there must be some deal with my switchboard because it says I'm on, but I'm not streaming, but I'm connected. And I'm kind of happy. I just want to get off John Muhammad. I've been talking about him long enough. If you have something you want to say about John Muhammad, I don't know if I can answer this with, if I can talk over video on Skype and continue to talk over the phone. I'm not 100% sure. But I want to talk about Veterans Day. That's a big, important day to me. And if you have anything to say about Veterans Day, please give me a call, 347-945-6713. I'm a veteran. I mean, nobody shot at me. I wasn't in for a long time. But I did what a citizen is supposed to do, I guess. You know, they didn't pay me a lot of money. I was an officer, so I didn't exactly starve. But I was a civilian wearing the uniform of the country. Tomorrow's a day when we honor people who've done that. And I have great admiration for the guys who go out there and get shot at. I don't know what I would have done if, you know, the war hadn't ended and I had to go fly that jet and actually kill people with it. I don't know. But I do love... God bless our vets is right, guest. Oh, the headline in the Washington Post. A man who directed what many law enforcement officials consider one of the worst outbreaks of crime in U.S. history dies by lethal injection. Oh, so I want to read about it. What do I have to do in this wonderful country consumed by... Oh, I got to put in my freaking advertising. I know I wasn't going to talk about him anymore, but it's not official. John Muhammad is dead. He was executed by lethal injection. It's over. He's dead. He died alone in Virginia's death chamber with relatives looking on. He wore flip-flops into the death chamber. Isn't that so wonderful? What music? Yeah, just like they did at Lubyanka. Just take him out in the courtyard, put a bullet behind his ear in the back of the back of his head. They just kept sticking drugs in him until he died. How can we pin down a motive for the shootings when the guy's dead now? Somebody just answer the question for me. I want to know why we do those kinds of things to each other. Why can nobody tell me that? Here we go. I don't know why my show's not streaming. It says I'm on live. Some people say they can hear me. Some people say they can't. You know, let me just, all the music's all up, so I don't know why some people say all they can hear is the music. I'm going to hang up, actually. Oh, we don't know the motive. He wanted to cover up the murder of his wife. Well, I don't know. Maybe that was it. So be it. He wanted to cover up the murder of his wife. Uh-oh, I got some more Skypeys coming in. I was hearing crazy Italian polka music. Actually, that makes me laugh. I got some nice Italian music. It's tarantella music, by the way, not polka music. I don't really understand what's going on here. I'm just so distraught. The guy's dead. Nobody gives a... You know, I probably don't either. Why should I? Why should I? I don't know why I should... But what I'm going to do here is... Well, let's see what happens. I'm back in a live show. I guess everybody could hear me now. They were having some kind of trouble up at... They were having some kind of trouble up at Blogspot, I guess, because, or Blog Talk, because my music was playing, it was doing things I didn't think it was doing. I don't know if we got a big space there, but I got about a half hour left, and just to make sure I have it right, I don't trust my memory anymore, in honor of Veterans Day. I'm going to recite something. In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses row on row that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, love and we're loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. Yeah, they sure do. Hey, I got a call coming in. Hey, go ahead, Colt. You're on the air.
Hey, guy. How's it going?
You don't sound too it's good. You know, I just tie a guy to a table and stick poison in his veins and kill him.
Well, yeah, I understand. I did it to my cat a couple years ago.
Yeah, well, this wasn't a cat. But anyway, come on, all you, what do you call it, capital punishment people, make sure you put on your freaking pro-life buttons, too. Why don't you all call in? Come on, call in. Put yourself righteousness on. Call in. Come give Norm hell. I dare you, you chicken shit.
Norm,
anyway,
you know, I'll tell you this. You're not going to get much support defending a mass murderer.
It just
isn't going to happen.
A murderer.
Then what was he?
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking
about
the
state
killing people. The state can't kill people.
Yeah, I understand that. Right. Tell me, would you have sentenced Hitler to death?
Sentenced who?
Hitler.
Would I have? No.
No, you wouldn't.
I
want to
figure
out
what.
You know?
No, I want to figure out what makes his head go. I want to know why they do that to each other. I know it's sex or religion. They either put you in a nut house or you become a mass murderer.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm thinking, you know, there are a lot of people that the world is better off without. From John Wayne Gacy to Daimler to, you know, you pick them. The type of death, this you talk about chemicals and such, it's a painless death. They don't know. I mean, you know,
I'm
there's
sorry.
No way
yeah,
you can call it.
Death.
It's not cruel, and it's not unusual.
It's both. It is definitely unusual, and to kill anyone is cruel. But I got to tell you something. A guest just actually took some of the edge off me. Out of the chat room, someone says, well, you're right. We shouldn't have killed him. We should have sentenced him to debating the topic with you for eternity.
Yeah, I just read that.
Thank you very much, guest with no name. I needed that. Like a slap in the face, bringing me back to earth.
Well,
thank you
I'll
very
think,
much.
You know, I had a similar debate with friend of mine, and this had to do with having guns in the home and defending your family and all that sort of thing. And I was real, you know, I said, if someone breaks in my house, I'm going to shoot them. You know, if they die, they die. It's not a problem for me. I'm defending my home. And this guy, as a pacifist, said he would not shoot anyone breaking in his home. And he's got a wife and kids. And I said, and it was incredible to me that you would not defend your family because of this belief, this pacifism. So I...
Well, you know, I just remember my father...
The debate didn't go anywhere, obviously.
I remember my father when I was a child saying, you know, somebody breaks in the house, help him carry out the TV, ask him where he wants it.
Yeah, providing that's all that's going to happen, but you don't know that. I mean... we just convicted two kids, teenagers, life imprisonment for beating a blind 93-year-old woman to death with her own cane. Now, yeah, I don't understand 17 and 18 year olds doing these things. But on the other hand, I don't want them anywhere near me. You know, at this point in your life, you know, they could have got the death penalty. They didn't. But we don't want you in our society anymore. It's over.
I don't want to live in a country that has the death penalty.
I don't have a problem with it given the nature of the crime. A mass murderer is another thing entirely. Okay? There's no remorse in these people. They are total sociopaths. They'll never ask for forgiveness. They don't want it, and they'll do it again at any opportunity.
Oh, my God. The crazies are calling in now.
So there isn't much. You know, what do you want to do? You want to warehouse him for 50 years or however long he lives? I don't see the point there. You're not giving him, you know, this is not a life that you're giving him.
Oh, my God.
You're allowing him to lead.
Right. That's a whole nother question. But you know
and
what?
If I keep him in a cell by himself for 20, 30, 40 years, you know, that's cruel. That's very cruel. I certainly wouldn't want to live like that.
But
even
you know what?
Shot, damn it.
You know what, though? You know what, though? If I put you in a cell for 30 years, I can decide to let you out. I can't decide to dig up your grave.
You mean after 30 years and then, you know, I understand there are cases where there should be an appeal process.
Oh, my God. I got to tell everybody this.
In this
I got to tell everybody
case,
this.
But in this case, there was no need to go for an appeal. The evidence was simply that overwhelming.
All right. Well, fine.
No
just, the unfair,
you know.
Just the unfairness. Kill one guy, but don't kill the other?
Well, I don't, you know, what can I say about that? That's the jury and the judge and the prosecutors made their cases. You know, I can't say it. You know, what can I say about that? That was done in that.
Okay, well, a couple of things
courtroom.
Happened.
You know?
I got to let everybody know out there. Another thing makes me chuckle. I haven't heard this since I was a college student. Well, why don't you back up your words and move to Canada if you don't want to live in a country with a death penalty? You know, maybe I should. Maybe. And then what are the alternatives that satisfy the need to serve justice? Okay. What are the alternatives? Are there any? I think there are. First of all, you can create a world that doesn't pervert people like that, so that I don't think it's an inborn desire of any human being to kill other human beings.
Mm.
I don't believe in the bad seed.
I don't know, Norm. I'll tell you. You know, we go back through history and the leaders... The leader of the tribe or the leader of whatever it was usually the baddest, craziest bastard in the, you know, the biggest guy, the cruelest, you know.
Now with the Apaches.
That's kind of how it worked. I mean, I'm talking, you know, from the very basics on up. And we can talk all we want about the nobility of Europe and all the rest of them, but they were no better than gangsters. That's
absolutely. Nobody's denying that. Oh, wait, here comes somebody. You know, kill them both. Take the other guy. Put him in Mohammed's cell. Kill him, too. Yeah, well, just kill, kill, kill. Alternatives. I'd like to talk about alternatives. See, here's
kill
the
very
real...
very few people in this country. Very few.
Kill more than anybody in the world per capita.
Well, yeah, it's only because China has more people than we do. And who knows in Russia? Good God.
Well, those days are supposed to be over.
Supposed to be, yeah.
Actually, does China? Yeah, I guess China has a death penalty. The Russians still have a death penalty.
Yeah, they just knocked off 9 of the Uyghurs just yesterday, I think.
What are Uyghurs?
It's a Muslim group in north. I think they're in northern China, actually.
Oh, jeez.
Remember the ones that we caught in Afghanistan and we sent them to, what, Bermuda?
We're I don't remember.
Spending millions of dollars. See, we're spending millions of dollars to house terrorists in Bermuda. Is that the kind of justice you want?
I'm just trying to figure out where. Okay, kill them both. Not killing him is where justice went wrong. I just want to get all these views out there with the people, folks.
Humans shouldn't kill humans. Let's put
you have the fucking right
lions.
To emigrate. You're all words, Norm. You're all words. You don't have the balls to leave the country. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, we can say this.
I'm just another American media. Wait. I'm just another American media talking head, all words. Just like the Chicken Hawks. I'm a veteran!
That's
give me
right.
That Chicken Hawk stuff. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I'm going to kind of a Veterans Day dinner tomorrow. And where would it be at a Japanese restaurant?
Whatever. Perfect irony.
I thought
too bad it wasn't on. Too bad it wasn't on December 7th.
Yes. Anyway, it should be fun.
Anyway, I want to go back to alternatives because let me tell you, people who think that some human beings just have no good in them. I'm a school teacher, and I've been doing it for 30 years. And there are people who think kids are rotten, and they're not. They drive you nuts, but they're not rotten. They're not inherently rotten. They're inherently good. And if you treat them with some good, caller's coming back. I didn't call you a chicken hawk. You're not a hawk at all. I said you're like them because all you do is talk. Well, maybe I am.
You better, I'd like to know who this other person is, but...
Somebody just Skyped in regularity. I just talk. Maybe I do. Maybe I should just pack my bags and go to Canada.
Yeah, well, they're somewhat more socially advanced than we are. Most of the Western world is, if you think about it.
What I'm trying to determine is if I have the courage to show... Bowling for Columbine to my government class.
Oh, Columbine, yeah.
Now I've done it at every...
Looks...
Hey, I heard a really interesting thing. I'm not going to mention any names, but there was a big incident at a school I used to be associated with. A right-wing Catholic teacher got involved with a kid wearing an Obama pin in his classroom, and it ended up with the teacher telling the kid to take the pin off or get out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And finally the teacher, I damn well do know who the other person is, by the way. I just don't like to, I won't use anybody's name on the air. But I might just go to Canada. Maybe I should go to Canada, but I can't. I've been married for 28 years. My wife won't go, so.
Your wife won't go. Oh, okay. Well, you'll get, you know, that nice health care. Good beer.
That's right. Yeah, but ours is coming. Hey, speaking of that, just to get the topic off, but my alternative to the death penalty is to try and level the playing field and make it a point. Well, and maybe that's just people don't kill each other if they cooperate with each other. Maybe I would be happier a Canadian. Maybe I would. Although I'm not 100% sure of that.
Mm. Oh, there's.
I do remember some fine Canadian women.
I know a number of people who have, you know, are whatever expatriates now. One in France, one in Poland, several in Mexico, one in Belize, and
yeah, I know somebody.
And they're collecting pensions and Social Security, and they're living a good life. You know, what can I say about that? And it has been suggested to me that I do the same. And I have considered it.
Where would you go?
I'm not sure. Belize actually sounds pretty good.
I know somebody went down to Belize to start a collection agency.
I would go to
the English is the official English is the official language.
Yeah, well, I would go there just to, you know, hang out and enjoy my last days. I mean, you know,
I would like to, hey, Skyper, I would like
fishing,
to visit your compound in Alaska. I'd also like, actually, I think I might like Maine a little bit more, but Alaska would be fine. It's just so damn far away. And by the way, Alaska's not leaving the country.
No, they can't afford to.
It's one of the biggest
welfare states in the country. I think they are number two or number three. New Mexico is the worst. I think Mississippi after that, and then Alaska.
Yeah, well,
for every dollar of tax they pay, we have to send them two just to keep them alive.
Yeah, but the other problem, when you kill people for anything, it is indeed a slippery slope, and it's not far to where you're killing them for anything.
Yeah, well,
What if they decide, that the death penalty should be applied to you because you're Italian or because you're black?
Well, all of this is being done according to law, so that's not going to happen, is it?
Well, you know what?
I mean, we don't just
execute people. There were English laws
that
we
are roaming the streets here.
Because it's according to the law doesn't mean that the law is okay.
Yeah, but do you think this guy had a fair trial by every standard we have? I certainly
think
so. No,
I don't. I don't think this guy had a chance.
Yeah, well, given the amount of evidence, there was very little defense, you know.
He admitted it.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. In addition to all the rest of it, you know, there was no way he was not going to be found guilty. And there's really no reason for any sort of an appeal. And apparently, they put his case on the fast track to make sure that.
Yeah, he got that Sixth Amendment speedy trial right. Absolutely.
He got a speedy trial all right. Exactly.
You know what the worst part is? If the governor of Virginia had commuted his sentence, the Maryland would have dragged him over to Maryland and given him another trial.
Well.
Because that wouldn't
well,
have been double.
Yeah, I, now, let's say we're going to come up, you know, this. There will be another new case, of course, the whole Fort Hood incident. And,
you had a, okay,
that's
I mentioned Fort Hood earlier.
Now, that's going to
be that was the psychiatrist, for God's sakes.
Well, yeah, yeah. You know, it's with,
those
with psychiatry, it's difficult to tell the doctors from the inmates. That's more or less a...
You know, wait a minute, I got to respond. I don't know why I'm expending so much energy on that piece of poop. I don't know why I care about this guy. He shot at a school that my daughter was in. I shouldn't care
about the guy, but you care about the guy.
I should have wanted
to
see them pumping the sodium, whatever the stuff is, into his arm. Oh, it's not Islam. Go to heck with that Islam stuff.
No, we didn't kill him for his middle name.
His middle name was Alan. His last name was Muhammad.
His middle name was Muhammad. Oh, I may be wrong.
Oh, his last name was Muhammad. Although I'm sure he changed it from something. Now his wife is writing a book. You know, and making millions of dollars by what a horrible person he was to live with, and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever.
Guys,
so we're
a
gonna have a media circus on top of it. Well, I guess that's the way we do it. But.
Oh well, you know, what do you think? What's Fort Hood about Islam cult? What do you think? I got a caller typing in here. Fort Hood was about Islam. I need to wake up.
I don't think that case, the Maryland case, had nothing to do with Islam at all. It happened.
No. What about Fort Hood? I want to get a Muhammad.
Fort Hood, absolutely. I think you know. Right now, the evidence is more anecdotal than anything else. But if you want the motivation.
Yeah, but why would the guy? Oh, actually, another. Wait a minute! I got to.
You know,
here's.
We'll find this out as things progress.
Oh God! Good beer in Canada. Few Irish pubs, though. That's probably true.
Free healthcare.
You know, I don't know. Is that true? Is it true? Are there many Irish pubs? Are there many Irishmen in Canada?
Hey,
my striper friend, he's up on all that data.
There were
Paddy, are there many Irishmen in Canada?
Yeah, there were.
I don't know the answer to
Toronto,
that.
As I remember, I haven't been there in ages. So.
Oh, wait a minute! I've got another person. One guy's telling me to go to Canada. Another guy's saying Louisiana executes people. Move there and carry on the crusade.
Good God.
Well, maybe anyway. I'm just a crusader at heart.
Yeah, you know.
There is a lot of Irish in Canada and Scots. Yeah, I knew there were Scots in New Scotia.
All the Highlanders. All the ones that were kicked out.
But a lot of Highlanders came to America, and they all sided with the Brits, believe it or not. Or most of them during the Revolution. They all left here and went to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, hey, here's another idea from a caller. Don't kill anyone and avoid the penalty. How about don't kill anyone because it's the wrong thing to do? It doesn't solve anything. Oh, my God, wait. There's great... James Joyce's in Toronto is a great Irish pub that you need to get to. You know, I agree. Hey, let me say is I got a few minutes here left, and... I went to a great Irish pub last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Kilharney House. It's on Route 214 between Annapolis and Bowie. And I enjoyed it a great deal. It was authentic. The fish and chips was magnificent. And I just, they had 250 still, and I enjoyed that. And they had a picture of Michael Collins on the wall. So you got to love a place like it. Definitely was an era pub.
Yeah,
I think.
I'm trying to think. We've only got one that I'm aware of that I've been to is the Fox and Goose. And
that's an English
kind of
stuff.
It's more English than Irish, you know. They tolerate the Irish, but they have a good selection of imported beer. So you can get your Harp and your Guinness and all that good stuff, you know.
They're much, because my understanding, Guinness has moved production of Harp to Toronto. They don't make much, they don't make much Harp in Dublin anymore, if any at all.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lauren, if you're out there, give us a call. Pohern, if you're out there, give us a call. 347-945-6713.
I can tell you firsthand that what we drink here, that's called Lowenbrau, is
very low.
Poop. Yeah, poop. It's pronounced Löwenbräu, and if you have it in München, it's some of the best beer you've ever had in your life. And then when you drink what this swill, once removed urine in a bottle called Löwenbräu, there's no comparison whatsoever. That's my statement.
That's obvious.
So,
I'll tell you, if you want to drink some good...
There's no comparison. I mean,
if you want to drink some good stout, I'm telling you, try, if you get a chance to get some of the 250 before it's all gone, have a couple of pints, because when I walked into Killarney House on Friday night and saw that they still had 250, first I didn't believe it, so I ordered one to see if they were faking it. They weren't. It was real 250. It was good stuff. I got about 4 minutes left here, people, so anything you want to say. I'm sorry I got all off on my lefty liberal ban the death penalty, because I do understand the horror of it. And I guess, and what happened with the whole time when when the snipers were active. I can still remember when the chaplain, the school I was teaching at, came into the room and said, "Mr. Constantine, don't you have a child at a certain middle school where the kid had been shot?" And I said, "My God, yes." He said, "Well, a child has been shot there." And I'll never, ever forget the pain that went through my stomach. And
absolutely,
the first words out of my mouth were, "Was it a boy or a girl?" And when that Episcopal priest told me it was a boy, I almost let out a cheer. Because I had a daughter. But yes, I do remember that, and I remember the horror of it. And I remember the anger that built up in me when I had to sit on a roof and pretend to play soccer so that we kept it some, because we couldn't go out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was a real horrible time. And that man is dead now, and I don't remember the pain any less. or the frustration of that roof any less. I only want to know why he did it. Maybe there was no reason. Maybe maybe he's just nuts.
Yeah. I mean, you know, think about, I mean, we have how many murders, you know, we have a lot of murders in this country. And it doesn't matter if guns are legal or not, the murders are still out there. Remember those two guys that robbed the bank in L.A. and they walked down the street with full body armor and these high-powered, they had the goddamn BAR rifles blowing away everything in sight. Hey, you see, where are they? They're in a video game. They're completely removed from what we call normal.
I guess.
And, you know, that's the thing. And I don't think it's any different from these guys playing sniper, except that they had to have human targets. You see, this is my premise where I justify my feelings in support of the death penalty. I will give them as much regard for human life as they have for my life or their victims. Barry, it's Hammurabi. We can call it that if you like. But it worked for me, and that's what I'm going to stick with.
Okay. Yeah, I know. One last thing. I know Michael Collins killed people, and I know somebody killed Michael Collins. And Michael Collins simply fought back. He had more stones than I ever thought of having. But on that note, yeah, I got 35 seconds left. If you got more to say about this topic, just tune in next week. Remember, if it's Tuesday, it's Norm at Night. Maybe I'll turn conservative by then. Who knows? But I'm out of here. You certainly doubt it.
I hope the conservative fairy drops by your room and blesses you.
Oh, may the conservative fairy drop by and bless me. Yeah, I sure hope so.
She waves the wand over your head and the Stars and Stripes forever plays in your ears. And
we're now out of here.
A new person.
We're out of here. We'll see you next week. We're
Take
out.
Care,
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. This was a good one.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.